Welcome to the Brunswick Group Therapy Podcast with Lucas and Kimberly.
32.
Hope here we are.
Everybody had a good Christmas.
Last one of the year.
Last Christmas of the year. That's right.
No, last episode of the year.
Yeah, 32 in the books.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Big news. Big news about Brunswick Hills, huh?
Yeah. Brunswick Hills is getting a winery. And
check us out. We are so bougie now.
Complete with a vineyard, some day spa. Looks like they might be doing an amphitheater. You know, it's a husband-wife.
Well, it's the owners of Architectural Justice. Mm-hmm. So design center and stuff. So they had a dream, and in their retirement, they're going to make this a pretty swanky place.
Yeah.
Hope we can afford it.
I'm pretty confident they'll do it right, too. So might take a few years, but very excited about that.
What are we going to do? Odds and what is it? Over and under on high school first or winery first? What do you think?
Winery will open first. Yeah, but
probably. Probably.
But less the high school will be completed first.
Smaller.
Yeah.
And both will be very nice once they're done. So what else we got?
Brunswick Dairy Queen. They had their shelves stolen, but they were returned without police involvement.
They were. Thank goodness. Some sort of misunderstanding, they said. But, you know, just don't take stuff, period. Stay off people's property, period. That kind of stuff. Speaking of misunderstandings and scammy stuff, we got the City of Brunswick Fire Chief, Greg Glauner. His mom and himself would like to get the word out about her being swindled out of almost $100,000.
Wow.
So they were able to stop most of it. She still lost about $23,000, I think, was under the impression that Publishers Clearinghouse, that she had won big time and they needed her to pay the taxes. And she sent some cashier's checks. So... I guess it could happen to anybody, though. I want to say check in on your elderly, but it could happen to anybody. So
anybody not familiar with gift cards or money orders or anything like that, that's cash. Once you give that to somebody, you're never getting it back. So, and that's why scammers use those as their financial devices, PayPal, those type of things. Be real careful who you give it to. If you don't know that person, if you've never met him in person, stop and think about it for a moment. Get somebody else involved before you start sending, especially that kind of money. You know, no utility company or anybody's going to ask you for that kind of money in that kind of way.
And I think the banks need to be trained a little bit more to, you know, make somebody else on the account aware or, you know, because I think everybody's account has an emergency contact on it. So I'm not blaming anybody, you know, I'm not blaming the bank or anything, but I think they did question it actually, but just a phone call, a heads up might have been good, but... Mm-hmm. Thank heaven she was able to, you know, get most of it back and stop most of it. So they just want to share their story. So hopefully it'll alert others.
Mm-hmm.
So
here's a fun post. To the woman riding a horse down Laurel, your horse and you looked absolutely beautiful and festive. You made my daughter's day to see you. Well, there's a lot of cities, you know, that don't have horses riding down the road.
Right.
I guess riding down the road, right? Brunswick has a couple of them.
We do have a couple of them. I think that was the second one, maybe. Maybe that was the first one. And then Steve posted, he's like, what's up with the horse at Herman's?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it might have been a different one. I'm not sure. But anyway, we've got a couple of beautiful horses out there.
Lucy was the name of the horse at Herman's, and Chicken the Horse is the one we saw. Walking around neighborhood streets. She's over at Hay Farms with, I think her name is Haley. So good stuff.
Nice.
It's nice that we live slightly rural area to the point that there's still a few horses.
A little bit of a reminder that we still have that available, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm, yep.
Moving right along, this is Ohio Pie killing it again. They opened up on Christmas Day from 12 to 4, and they had family and friends making pizza and stuff and had an open invitation to anybody that wanted to come and hang out and have pizza on Christmas. So I thought that was amazing. So,
yeah. They didn't want anybody to be alone. So,
You
know, just open their doors for whoever saw the post and needed somebody or needed some food. Cool stuff.
Yeah. I love the little disclaimer that he put at the bottom that it would be his family and friends making pizza. So it's not, he may not be perfect, but they'll be at their best. So I thought that was great, but so that's just another shout out to Ohio Pie for doing something great like that. That's That's amazing. Mm-hmm. So speaking of great and amazing, congratulations to Sam, the man, Tree Service. He has a official new home. They are going to be located over off of Grafton Road. Bought some property, started clearing the trees, and somebody said, hey, what's going on over there? And Sam's been over there working hard, and there's a video of him putting his, taking the sold sign down and putting his Sam the Man Tree Service sign up, and very excited. Young kid, seen him come a long way.
He keeps buying more and more equipment. He's got a couple teams going now, I think. Yeah, good stuff. Now he's got his own property.
There is no end to the amount of things that we can put on the end of a crane in Brunswick, I guess. Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night from Brad on Christmas Eve. He launched a tree about 150 foot up in the air. So that was another job well done. First, it was a pumpkin, 16 foot pumpkin. Now it's a, I don't know, 20 foot tree. I don't know how big the tree was, but that was pretty cool to see that. So
very cool. Hung it high. And that's all the posts we have. We got some events. We'll come back right after this.
All right, let's do it.
Hello, Brunswick residents. Have you ever thought about launching your own podcast? Just like Lucas and Kimberly, I'm excited to help you launch your podcast from the comfort of your own home or office, for personal or for business, and I'm going to show you exactly how to do that. My name is Zebulon Thomas, and I'm the host of the podcast In the Rough. Get inside my private podcast community mastermind group on Facebook. Inside this group, you get access to this amazing community of other like-minded people launching their podcast, stay-at-home mom or dads, business owners, and entrepreneurs. Visit thepodcastintherough.com/learn. That is thepodcastintherough.com/learn.
All right. Let's talk about some of these events we've got going on. I think they're all New Year's Eve parties, right?
Yeah. I just, I'll be, you know, sitting in the recliner in my jammies probably. Mm-hmm. But if you don't want to do that, we've got a couple of local parties. One is at Manzo's New Year's Eve party. It is $60 per person, unlimited open bar from 9 to 1. Mm-hmm. Fully catered dinner, champagne toast, all the party favors, and Jell-O and pudding shots.
Their pudding shots are delicious.
Are they?
I've had one or maybe two. Good stuff. Good stuff. Delicious booze over there.
So 9 to 1. Sunday starts at 9. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a couple other options too. Go ahead.
For the people who don't want to stay out so late, the Tangled Vine is having a noon Year's Eve party. That starts at 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. with bottomless mimosas. Brunch board for your table. The board size will be based on the number of people, and champagne toast and countdown at 12 noon. Purchasing in advance guarantees a table. Walk-ins welcome if tables are still available. But, you know, why not both? You know? Start it early and finish
because
it
I won't be standing after bottomless mimosas. Although you do have 8 hours to sleep it off in between, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yep. Here's a little more family friendly for the kiddos. A New Year's Eve party hosted by T&M Lanes from 5 p.m. till 1 a.m. From 8 to midnight, they'll be drinking food specials. It's $18.99 per person, unlimited bowling. Shoe rental is not included. Nice. It's a lot of bowling you can get done in that amount of time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and we don't have all the information up here, but I know there's a couple of other New Year's Eve celebrations going on. Scene 75, I think, has one.
Cool.
And there was somebody else local. I forget who it was. But anyway, so I think that's about it.
That is about it. Make sure you designate a driver.
Oh, I thought you were going to say call you. Well, also, don't forget New Year's Eve. December 31st is the last date to vote for your favorite lights in mm-hmm. our decorating competition. So make sure you do that. We've got some in every category now. So
some people really went above and beyond. So check those out and vote on your favorite. And that's it. That's all I got, Brunswick. We will
that's
see
it.
You.
Happy New Year, everyone.
In 2024. Take care.
See ya. Bye-bye.
As always, I want to thank you for checking out the Brunswick Group Therapy podcast and for supporting local Brunswick area businesses. If you enjoyed your time, please check us out online at brunswickgrouptherapy.com, where you can continue the conversation with a voice message that may be featured on future podcast episodes or posts. You can also follow us on our Brunswick Group Therapy social media pages on both YouTube and Facebook. If you own or manage an area business and would like to be featured in an upcoming Brunswick Group Therapy podcast, please reach out to Kimberly or I through any of our social media pages. We are passionate about supporting local, and it's the reason for this podcast.
Thank you for joining us for another therapy session. A reminder that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed on this program are solely those of the participants and do not represent any business, group, employer, or organization. The material and information presented here is for general information and entertainment purposes only.